In the course of 1968, the Soviet Union made it increasingly clear that it disapproved strongly of the Prague Spring reforms. Yet despite mounting tensions with Moscow, the Soviet-led invasion on the night from August the 20th to the 21st, 1968, came as a huge shock. Today we are going to hear some of the broadcasts from that fateful day. I'll start with Radio Moscow, with an official Soviet version of events. Radio Moscow there, on a rather crackly recording, claiming, quite untruthfully, that Czechoslovak state officials have invited the country's allies to intervene. Broadcasts on Czechoslovak radio could not have been more different. As Soviet tanks gathered outside the radio building, reporters did their best to carry on broadcasting. Here is the radio's Jiří Dienstbier.
Ještě tady máme zprávu skupina vedoucích pracovníků ministerstva československých i zahraničních.
After calling on listeners not to risk their lives by gathering outside the radio building, he states that the foreign ministry has asked the radio to broadcast a message that the borders of Czechoslovakia have been broken illegally and against the will of the state and party, and he appeals to people not to resist the invaders.
Vysílat už nebudeme asi dlouho, protože před budovou je sovětská pěchota, která...
Jiří Dienstbier ends by warning that broadcasts will soon be forced off the air, as Soviet troops are massing in front of the building.
...pěchota, která již jistě brzy obsadí budovu československého rozhlasu.
The Czechoslovak president, Ludvík Svoboda, also recorded a message for the radio. His voice shook as he spoke. He too stressed that the occupation was being carried out against the will of the Czechoslovak government. In a tone of near despair, he said he would do all he could to ensure that foreign troops left. Radio Prague and other Czechoslovak radio stations also tried to get the message across abroad.
We appeal to all radio stations in Romania, Yugoslavia. Please inform about the situation in the Czechoslovak Socialist Republic.
And the local station in České Budějovice appealed to German soldiers from the East German People's Army to turn back in the name of international workers' solidarity. But by now, there was no turning back.